ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754, or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Answer to the you have 2 more minutes. It's between you and the Lord. Internalize this thing by praying with. This was the way I cried. Ever since I've been walking in the consciousness of the cross, I discover, hey, this is the answer. Oh Lord, help my brothers. Help my brothers. Help my brothers. Help my sisters. Help us in Paipe. Help us in Mina. Help us in Niger State. This thing looks small. But Lord, this is the answer. This is the solution. Help these brothers. Don't let it be emotional. Let it be revelation. We are begging. Be on the keyboard now, brother. The fire of God is coming back, brother, seriously. There is a fire of God on his heart. There is a truth to slip. There is a working of the Spirit of God right now. All of you are in minister to pray for you. Whatever God is showing me, it was a permanent. This is the matter. Labor on that God and pray for you. Soon the effort, the fear along the last verse. The power of God is so strong upon you. Name the last verse. The matter of yourself, the power of God is upon you also right now. The power of God is upon you. That's the power of God upon you. That's the power of God upon you. That's the word of God coming upon you. That's the word of God in your spirit. There's something in your spirit. You are seeing something about you. God is touching your heart. Yes. Listen. Just when you say, don't stop. I know you are seeing something. It's quiet on you. You must take time to meditate on it so much. Yes. Just keep it in. So I know the devil. Now the next thing that I'll have not to explain, but let's close. How do we move from here? That's the point. From here now, we now want to talk about that thing Jesus went through. He now said, that crucifixion, make it a lifestyle. As a crucified life. That thing that happened to me, make it your whole lifestyle. Because since Satan was defeated on the cross by my crucifixion, when it is your own lifestyle, that's a permanent victory you are displaying over the devil. How I began to live a crucified life. That's what I want to teach you. And I will give you a practical example of how Satan in mercy has been constantly defeated in my life. Because when it comes to the crucified life, we need to open scripture, but you also need practical testimony. So I can say, Bravinda, how did you tell us from your own experience? What does it mean? You need it. You know why? I also read from the scripture how Paul lived it. But I can't say Paul.
Because it's a lifestyle. So I need it to be lived so I can see it. Now, revelation came from scripture, but I want it to be lived so I can touch it. Hope you know, Peter did not have a problem because he saw Jesus lived it. Paul saw Peter and the rest lived. Some people thought Paul didn't see it in Barnabas. He also saw it. But you see, my own is not that. I saw that, yes. But Lord, who is living it so I can see it? Because what you see, you cannot doubt. What you see, you cannot. So God made me come across what man needs material, Zapulens material, Brother Billy Iconis material, my own disciple, Uncle John, the revelations God showed me personally. I put them together. Since 2012, let me count it. How many years now? 11 years. 2012. Are you sure it's 11 years? Actually, I started 2009. This victory is 2009. That's when it started. But in 2011, I wasn't sure. I didn't go back over. The thing was looking because Satan will rush after me. He knows this thing is what keeps. So, listen, get ready for battle. Because he wants to lose a fool. Ah, you know. Oh, yeah. So 2011, I was shaking. So in 2012, I ran to number 50 Adipode Street with my Bible. I said, God, I knew what I saw in 2009. What's going on again? For 5 days. So the things I saw in 2012, in mercy. Now, that's why I don't used to reference 2009. It's what I saw in 2012 that it was mighty. So from there, I was screaming. You know, I was practically screaming. I was screaming everywhere. Yeah, because what you see, you cannot doubt. Listen, I don't know about you. After retreats now, Vineyard, you will now see them. Pastor, the Lord told me clearly. He said, tell them, those of them that want to walk in this revelation, the things you are going to tell you now, you will be in a fasting and prayer. Because fasting opens your spirit to receive the things of the spirit fast. That's what it does. Can't be eating. Fasting opens you. So the things I'm going to tell you now, you will not, because the retreat will end on Saturday. That's tomorrow. So you will now say, thank you, Brother Winger. We thank you, sir. Alright. Everything you told us, me now. Because until explanation becomes revelation, it's not your own. You see, I've labored so much on explanation. But until it is revealed, it's not your own. So between explanation and revelation is meditation. Meditation is the link between explanation and revelation. So you will now say, thank you, Brother Winger, for sharing. You've said a lot. You have Brother Matthew there to call and say, Brother Matthew, I'm going through that verse. This part is giving me issues. Well, can I have that message again? Even after you listen to the message, you still don't understand. Oh yeah, Brother Matthew. If Brother Matthew cannot answer it, he will come. You must walk in it. Look at all these precious sisters. You should insist. I love that word from Dr. Sanat, a mentor and a father to Robili. He said, insist on it. I can't forget that word like that. Insist on it. That word changed me. I insist that this crucified life, I will do it. See, because if you don't insist, there are so many things outside that say, he has seen it, but don't let him operate in it. That's where we are going now. That's the question, this brother. I know a lot is going on in his mind. I know the Lord is working something. Don't worry. It became in language also. I think I told my wife, I said, we will insist on what Jesus did on the cross. We have to insist on it. It does happen, but I will insist. It must be real in my life. Alright, you can stop now, brother. Alright, we can share the grace and close this session. But please hold this in your heart. You see? You became free. Jesus was judged. And your sin was put on him. And his own righteousness is what reconciled you to God. The life of righteousness is real. It's a gift. Righteousness is a gift. It's a cloak. You must first receive it. You say, but Lord, I'm bad. When you keep confessing negative, you are saying that Jesus is not dying here. You know, one time I was, don't say, don't say what is wrong. Talk from the cross. It's not easy to be seeing your life that is not balanced and you're talking from the cross. It's not easy. It takes faith. But I will teach you not the arrogance part of the people outside. You know that are arrogant. He died for me. Not that one. I'm teaching you this one. It's not the arrogant. You see, somebody I still committing say, he died for me. No. This cross is a real deliverance. It's not, he did it for me. Me, I can be misbehaving. No. I have watched TV last now. I can't remember. Because he delivered me from movie. If this thing will deliver you from addiction. If you truly experience the cross, it will deliver us. I only watch Monzion movie. And now it's even my wife that says, come and watch. Why? Every addiction in me dies. In mercy, I have raised, together with my wife, I've raised sisters. Some of them are married now. The children. The kind of man I was, maybe I've impregnated plenty of people. But when he died and I saw, I have sacrificed for God's daughters that some of them were asking me, Esther, and you don't want anything. As in free, and you don't want anything. I said, what? I said, it's just so that you can be like our pattern son. I'm happy seeing them now. They are married with children. I'm like I'm a daddy. When I go there to greet them with their husband's son, I'm a king. Why? The crucified one. God has helped me to raise brothers. He's one of them. They are married now. And they also are living the same life in their homes. I'm glad. And mercy has made many brothers in different places now.
Yeah,
I've been on satellite TV since 2016. I've been preaching on TV. And though nations are hearing, I intentionally said that. You know why the kind of things you are going to hear me say, it's not my normal way of preaching, but I want to attack a generation that believes in glamour. Listen, if we know that's not my norm. But I felt that intentionally. I want to eradicate something from your head. To think that the crucified life is a... we are preaching like this because we are not saying we are suffering. So when you come and say something, all the great men of God are on YouTube. I say, what? I've been in satellite TV now 2016 till now. It's how many years? 7 years. Seven. And I'm even begging them that I don't want to do it again. In Congo or somewhere, I've forgotten that nation, that they said that they are gathering the entire church convention of that land. They are gathering. I should come and be their guest speaker because one of their key brothers saw me on TV. I did not go. I wasn't shaking. It's you. You want anointing to be known. You are a strange person. You are very strange. So, I don't know if we should continue from here, Abby. You see, be careful. We don't want to enter into now, sister. The crucified life. What happened there? A lifestyle now. And that's the cross of the retreat. I wish the message we finish now, we sit down on it. Because we have not finished that one. But I am trusting you something. You will go home and do what? Robin, thank you. If this thing will become my own, I must do what now? Sorry, listen to me. As powerful as, did God help us in this meeting? So we are not talking. No, don't encourage me. Me, I know that. Did he help us?
Help
God what? Loud, loud.
God help.
So the way it will stay after 30 years is that she personally insisted. That word, I can't forget. But when you say, after the meeting, you go and what? Insist. Because insisting is the way the responsibility is. Yes. Till I die, I can't forget that one. So as I carry my Bible in every meeting I go to, well, Lord, thank you for this retreat, powerful. Brother so-and-so taught, Deacon so-and-so taught, Elder so-and-so taught, Pastor so-and-so taught. Yes, and I have my notes. As I'm leaving, and they said, share the grace. See, we meet next year. I'm going to insist that everything God showed me here. If Brother Gringa sees me next time, or Brother Matthew call me, or I finish from foot me now, I gain admission in OEU or Uniglory. Wherever! This life, really. Listen, and that is for a man whose heart has decided. And Daniel proposed his heart. You too must insist. So now, as we go to the practicality of the crucified life, you must pay attention here. I pray. When I see you, young lady, you will be better than me in this life. Your amen is not like your baby. What me I'm talking about will be so small beside your own. The grace of God will be so mighty upon your own life than me. You don't believe it. If you don't believe it, that's your own. But Matthew, please believe it. Because I'm praying for you. The kind of grace you will want, ours will be so small beside it.
Amen.
You will do greater things.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm praying for you. God has put body on you. It will not be wasted.
Amen.
You see, this life is the very life that brings abundance. I'm praying for you today. You will walk in such a depth of the crucified life.
Amen.
And the grace of our God will multiply upon you. Our nations will hear of this grace.
Amen.
And that's not because we're going to be popular. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So, we're supposed to go for a break now. So, but the way the rain is doing, let me ask one question. Up to this point, from Wednesday, who does not understand? Because I want to close question and answer. Why? When I start mentioning this, please, I don't know where I'm going to put you, but please help us, because I don't want us to leave. Yesterday we left so late, and we're examples in this area. Yes, when you are in a place like this, you have all these brothers and sisters. Yes, and you must be careful. Bible says, don't let your good be evil spoken of. You see, we are entering crucified life. To 12, we are still working about brother and sister. Somebody will label us. Yes. We are coming to practicality of the crucified life. And how easy it is. It's not love. So, bring us forward a little. Please, sir. Say something like 6 or I started 7:30 there about yesterday to 8. So and then finishing around to 10:30. I was late. So bring us forward so I can finish by 9. And whatever we are doing by 10, everybody has left. Yes, go and pray in your own space. So that you see this guy, it's not if it's down south, you know, conference, but this kind of thing. You see us, man. No mind that. Yeah, it's money.
Don't you see that they are just doing now?
Yeah. Our good must not what?
Be spoken.
So if you bring us forward a little, because this one I'm dealing with under divine mercy this night and tomorrow, my heart is there. You will pray now. I insist that I will leave this land. Brother, what's your name? Good luck. Pray this prayer. Good luck. Pray it like the matter will not call you for another retreat again till you marry. If Jesus married. So like this is the last retreat that whoever, that's how I used to see it. Yes. Like there's no retreat after this retreat. Everything God wants to tell me has told me. Lord, I insist. The thing that I said is so, but it's you and me now. I insist. Listen, nobody told me to do it. I did fast things on revelation. When I get there, I'll teach you. Because some of your people are too lazy. They think that God will come and put lifestyle inside them. No. And that's what they thought. It's not true. Revelation comes through meditation when there is explanation. After we have explained, you now, okay. As you are thinking, you are praying, you are fast, yes. No, it's not on everything. The one that affects you most, that's it. That part that will get in the Loma Durole, you might be there 7 days. You might be there 1 month. I've done 30 days fast. You don't beg me, I'm insisting. It's you that want to go back, me. I'm free from the devil forever. I insist on that revelation. I must insist on it. When I'm describing the things that mercy has brought me into, oh Lord, and it doesn't show, we don't need to announce it that we are Jesus. When I see some young people, I just laugh. I say, this one is looking for anointing. It's an apostle. I told someone, the young were saying, he said it's an apostle. I said, apostle, okay, why? What makes the apostle? Because the root word for apostolos and the means of an apostle, I've studied. And it does not look like it. That's how you say an apostle. One brother told me that, sir, angels appear in their meeting. Sir, angels appear. That's what makes an apostle. This is telling. You know, he said there are visitation of the supernatural in their midst. I say, I should call myself an apostle too then. Now, if I share the things with things that even scare me that they're preaching, that are happening, because you can't tell every meeting is not your meeting. It's God that comes to do whatever he wants to do with his people. Your duty is to preach and go. See, I've seen meetings. Meetings, even me myself was saying, Lord, if it's not you, stop this. Yes. Fire, refire. Forget this thing. And I say, brother, so you mean if I see angels and supernatural, I'm an apostle? Say, yes. Angels, I say, you are in error, sir. Go back and study what an apostle is. Listen, all you these brothers, may you not carry curse on your life. Looking for ministry. Imagine we are in meeting now. You know, as we enter into the second realm, yes, where we begin to dine with angels. I say what? Angels visited Gideon. We are the one looking for angels now. Those ones, it's angels that come to meet them, and they did not see it as something big. In fact, Gideon will even tell an angel that I don't want your greeting. I want the reality. Today, be careful not to mix up with the crowd. Don't be too excited at what has no substance. Please. This is a word of exhortation. I'm begging you. Sisters, there are meetings you still attend after this one. This is not the only meeting where God moves. Did you hear what I'm saying? Yes, there are other wonderful meetings. Yes, and you go. Yes. God's children are everywhere. Amen. It would be stupid to say, we are the only ones. So it's a lie. Big lie. And other meetings where God's spirit will help. Yes. But be careful of where you go. Because there are some places you go that scatters the one you have received. I'm telling you. Listen, don't copy me. I don't go to meetings. I'm not because I know the delicacy of revelation. I can tell you the last conference I went to. Why? What I carry that he showed me in 2009 in Boko. I can't just go anywhere. Until it becomes a mighty fire before I go to another place. Listen, when we get to that point, you need to understand that you are not meant to be in every meeting. The meetings I have privileged to go, they were I was instructed to go. Ryan Bonke's meeting in Lagos, I was told to go. If they say that, Apostle so-so-so-so is near our door, like this, I will not step in. It's not pride. It is the Lord. Do you have a portion for me in that meeting? If my heart and everything in me, there's no portion there, I will stay with the former one I have. On my phone and on my system, I have messages from different servants of Christ. Because you are not the only one who knows the truth. No, there's something like that. But I don't listen to them. Like, some of you will be washing plates, you are listening to message. You are not serious. Word of God is not sung. When I'm not ready to sit down, I don't play message. Why? You want to be wasting it away? No. I can listen to a song from now till tomorrow, but message. When I'm ready with my Bible, it's called the Word of God. Two. You will not see me listening to Ancient Mantle today, Dimensions of Fire tomorrow. No. What is God dealing with me on now? Victory above sin. All the messages I will listen to for 6 months is on that one. That's how to build your life. That's how to insist. Let's say, for example, God has blessed you so much through Apostle Joshua Selman or Apostle Arume or Apostle Rockwell or anybody that is the man of God that God uses for you. Don't go and play any useless message now. They preach up. Anything God is dealing with you on, that's what you should go and look for that they preach. Did you hear me? Is that one, anything around here that apostle preacher, go and gather it. Oh yeah, sir, that's how to insist. So fire will be helping fire till it becomes a what? When you can see that this thing is no more, I now understand. Wait on the spirit again on the next matter. That's how to be built. But look at you this year. You have listened to 500 messages. None is producing effect.
Yeah.
Your head is so full of knowledge, but your life is so unfruitful.
No.
Sir, in divine mercy, I cannot tell you how many years I sat on the matter of the cross. And because cross is not what you say, I finished the cross. If you see, yesterday I was going home and praying in tongues and just, the Lord was showing me all that is about the cross. I have not touched that one. And he was using the life of Joseph. You can't finish because say, the cross, we have finished the cross. How do you finish the cross? So Jesus that rose from the dead and the nail print is still there. It means it's a curriculum that cannot finish. Because the nail print still showed and he went to heaven with it. So it's a curriculum that you can't finish. Till it comes, that's what we'll be preaching. Let's close. So your prayer, I insist over. Give us 2-3 minutes, be on the keyboard, brother. 2-3 minutes. I insist. As this retreat closed tomorrow, I receive grace to insist. I will not just cry in this meeting and shed tears. And in the next 2 weeks, I forgot. Lord, here am I. Oh, who will pray here? God bless you, my dear. I need somebody to say, Lord, you know we are going home. But Lord, I want to insist. I insist. I insist. This truth will be part of my life. My dear, with the God, I insist. I won't just be here shedding tears and screaming. I'm going to insist. In fact, Brother Matthew, when you see our brethren now, the question is, are you still insisting on that matter of the crucified life? Have you forgotten? Ask them. I'm going to insist.
Come tell me. Can you take place here? Can you take place here?
Anywhere you see.
Just tell us.